Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me in the studio this morning, I have Michael Mausbach from Spruce Root and Margo O'Connell from Sitka Public Library here to talk about an upcoming financial literacy workshop being hosted at the library this weekend. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
It is always a pleasure to have you both in. So, financial literacy workshop happening at the library. What is the, what's the impetus behind it? What inspired this workshop happening at this time of year?
Yeah, absolutely. So April is Financial Literacy Month, Financial Wellness Month. And, you know, the library is always interested in connecting people with the best possible information. And I feel like, you know, finances in particular is one where, first of all, it's very anxiety-inducing to talk about for a lot of folks. It can be really intimidating to try and reach out and find help and find guidance. And also, you know, there's just so much, like, financial misinformation out there. And so the library was interested in providing some, like, really good information for folks, some valuable tools for them. So that was sort of the impetus for us reaching out to Spruce Root and seeing if they would be interested in offering a workshop for us.
Awesome. Yeah, and Spruce Root is pretty well known for making sure folks are able to get the tools they need to kind of be their most successful self, be it at an individual level or branching out to a community-wide level. So how exactly is Spruce Root tapping into this workshop specifically? What are they bringing to the table for this?
Definitely. So I think as a Native community development organization, one of the things we're known most for across the region is our small business development programming. But another facet of what it is we do at Spruce Root has to do with financial wellness. As Margo mentioned, there's a lot of anxiety bound up in how we think about and talk about our finances, how it is we're conditioned to engage with our finances. And that's why we at Spruce Root refer to what we do as financial wellness, as opposed to financial literacy, a term that folks may hear more often. Mm-hmm. Because we really see our finances as a dimension of our overall well-being, in the same way that you may take care of your physical body or practice some kind of spiritual wellness or engage in cultural wellness, so too are our finances a part of that equation. And so to ensure that the folks we serve all across the region have access to truly holistic care, we want to make sure that people can first address and think about and manage their finances in ways that feel good to them and also allow them to build security for themselves into the future. And so when Margo reached out to us during Financial Literacy Month to make this programming available right here in Sitka, we were more than happy to tap in.
Yeah, perfect. And yeah, to have it at the library, like you were saying, Margo, a place where folks are, they know they can go there to get quality information. Because I know on like my thinking like Instagram feeds or whatnot, you get a lot of random targeted ads and marketing for who knows what investment app or make sure to follow me for this, you know, make your first $1 million or whatnot. It's a lot of information that a lot of buzzwords, a lot of information that are coming at people from all these different angles. And like you were saying, Michael and Margo both, it's a really stressful topic. Yeah. Because it dictates so much of our lives of, you know, how we move about day to day is always coming back to how do we support ourselves financially. So this is a good thing to have to make that solid base so we can bring the rest of it forward in our lives, bring the rest of things to full fruition. So for this financial wellness and literacy workshop, what sort of aspects of financial wellness and literacy are you going to be touching on? What are kind of the main topics to be addressed?
Yeah, so at Spruce Root, we have a program manager for financial wellness. Her name is Haley Armstrong. She'll be traveling to Sitka up from Craig, her home community, and she'll be facilitating a two-hour session centered on understanding credit and debt. And I think oftentimes when we look at our financial wellness, you know, that's an area in particular where we tend to hold a lot of the anxiety we've already spoken to, right? Mm-hmm. I think there's this idea that debt is an inherently bad thing, but it really depends on how it is we're accruing that debt, how it is we're managing and approaching it. And so over the course of the two-hour session, we're going to be reviewing not just common credit products to better understand how we both build and manage our credit, but we're also going to be exploring the basics of debt and how it is we can use both credit and debt when managed properly as an extension of our broader personal resource to build security for ourselves as it relates to our financial future. So anything from thinking about the role of student loan debt within our overall financial wellness, to thinking about what it means to accrue debt when one takes on a home loan. You know, these affect us in so many different ways. So really understanding, one, how it is we accrue the debt and how it is we manage it mm-hmm. is going to be the basis for that core 2 hours.
Okay. So for folks who might be kind of on the fence of like, well, does this apply to me? Like, is this potential like incoming students? Like, okay, maybe I am thinking about taking on student loan debt. So maybe this workshop is for me, or they heard home loans. Maybe this workshop is for me. Is there a particular type of person or stage of life that this workshop is aimed for in particular? Or do you think this is something that people from kind of anywhere within life stages might be able to find some kernels of good information?
Yeah, I'd say it's really kind of targeted at everybody. Like, if there's anything in what we've talked about this morning that all caught your interest, go ahead and sign up. It's only 2 hours on a Saturday. It's totally free. And I think that folks will find it valuable sort of regardless of where they are within their own personal mm-hmm. financial journey. We'll call it a financial journey.
The journey through life and the finances that you bring with you,
yes,
along the
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
All right. So you did mention, so it's coming up this Saturday, mm-hmm. Saturday, the 25th of April from 3 to 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. So what does the registration process look like? Is this, do you have to pay to be a part of this workshop? Is there limited seating? What's the details?
Yeah, it's totally free. We are asking folks to register, and you can do that on the Spruce Root website, which is sprucerute.org. And, you know, we definitely have rooms, so I would say register as soon as you can, but we hopefully will be able to accommodate everyone who's interested.
Awesome. So just the more advanced notice the yes. library has, the better.
Yeah.
And what should people be thinking about or prepping in advance of this workshop? Should there be thoughts on any specifics for their own finances? Like, are they bringing in bank statements for this? Or is this going to be an overall, here is the basis toolkits that everyone can walk away with, not necessarily tailoring to specifics?
It's a little bit of everything. We like to think of it as a buffet. We're going to lay a lot out in front of you, mm-hmm. and what it is you choose to select is up to you. So a bit of a choose your own adventure in that way, but our team will be facilitating folks through that 2 hours, really understanding those basics and figuring out what is that relationship between credit and debt? How does that apply to me? So what I would suggest to folks is come with an open mind and come with whatever questions you may be holding. Mm. Oftentimes within our Spruce Root workshops, you know, we have somewhat of a thesis, but really they're most effective when people are able to tie these things back to their own lives, their own questions, their own anxieties, and be able to engage in that dialogue and really kind of take the workshop wherever it needs to go to fit whoever is there. Mm-hmm. And something else that I would add is, you know, 2 hours is 2 hours. And so if folks bring particular questions around their finance, but there's anything they want to dig into further, we at Spruce Root do facilitate broader financial wellness workshops throughout the year. You can always go, as Marga mentioned, to sprucerute.org to check out our events calendar and see any other future workshops coming up, many of which we deliver online. Mm-hmm. But beyond that, we also facilitate free one-on-one financial wellness coaching, which we really appreciate, because if you're going to be talking about your finances, hopefully when you're talking about it with someone, that is at least free 99, which is our favorite price.
Oh, do love free 99. Excellent. So yeah, folks, come with any questions you might have. Hopefully it'll be just answered right away in the workshop itself. But if any of those are outlying questions by the end, the financial wellness host from Spruce Root leading this workshop can be there to answer. And the nitty gritty questions, Spruce Root is always there to help walk you through those as time goes on, to help you to your best financial wellness situation.
Absolutely. And we will have materials available. So, you know, folks will be able to engage with, you know, any number of tools, resources, frameworks that we feel are going to help kind of ground them in their understanding of their relationship to credit and debt. So come on by. We got the tools you need, and we're excited to spend the time.
Excellent. So this financial literacy and wellness course being hosted by the Sitka Public Library and Spruce Root, happening this Saturday, April 25th from 3 to 5 p.m. Registration in advance, very strongly encouraged. Spruceroot.org, or you mentioned before we went on air, there's some QR codes on posters around town.
Yeah.
And if folks want to stop by the library in advance, you can probably help them out there as well.
Yes, we'd be happy to.
Excellent. Well, Michael Mousbach and Margot O'Connell, thank you so much for coming in this morning and bringing financial wellness and literacy a little more accessible to Sitkins.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.